Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. We're hunting for the Skinwalker in a different way with David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner. We're not withholding information. We're presenting what we know. Any more myths before we move on?
I'll briefly go through a few more of these. That the basin is, these aren't necessarily myths, but they're interesting topics that are highly disputed. That the basin has the highest amount of pollution, the highest amount of ozone in the entire world, the second highest amount in the entire world. That occurs right there in the basin, and the ranch is right in the center of it. That a member of the NIDS team was killed on the ranch. Finally, the bulletproof wolf was disputed. I believe that story was disputed by Frank Salisbury. I could be wrong on that. And what concerns me the most as an investigator is that the myth I wish to dispel the most is that the ranch is no longer active, which is simply not the case, not even remotely.
One of the things we're going to do as we progress, we have loads of questions from our listeners at forum.theparacast.com. And Chris, maybe as we progress here, why don't you look through the questions to see if things are relevant to the topics that we want to discuss. Let me ask you the outside question, because this is the one that weighs heavily on people interested in UFOs. Do we have lots of UFO cases in that region?
Absolutely. Even recently, you know, occasionally we'll get these reports of UFOs diving into Bottle Hollow Reservoir. You know, there are constantly reports of strange lights in the sky, triangle-shaped UFOs, and of course, a lot of reports on the ranch itself, or from the ranch area itself, that Ryan can probably talk about that occurred recently.
Yeah, geez, Ryan and I had a pretty interesting sighting in October, which, when you look at the width and breadth and scope of the sightings that have occurred there, I mean, it was, you know, it was nothing really to write home about, but it was interesting that they were able to catch it on camera. Why don't you give us some blow-by-blow accounts that you personally experienced, Ryan?
One of the first times I came out to the ranch, and this is really what got me to sink my teeth into this hot spot over any other place I've ever investigated, was as we were driving out to a main location near the ranch, me and a few other investigators began to set up camp, and the moon started to come up, the sun went down, it became dusk. And right about that point, you know, you get an eerie feeling. The basin in general just gives a unique vibe to it. But as we're settling in, suddenly these red, blue, and white, almost like police lights, start flashing on the mesa, roughly about 300 feet from us, right behind it. And we're kind of in unknown territory. This is my first time out there. I don't know if I trespassed at this point, or whose property I'm on, or what's going on. I assume that the police are there, and living out of state, I'm pretty concerned at that point as to what's going to happen next. And the whole group's just sitting there in anticipation, waiting for an officer to come out and tell us what to do. And nobody comes out. No car comes around the corner. I mean, this is only 300 feet away from us, right beyond the hill next to us. And we're kind of looking at each other confused. Are we supposed to go up to them? What's the procedure here? Are we actually in trouble? And suddenly the lights, they're doing this for about 3 to 5 minutes. The lights all turn off, and this robotic voice comes over what sounds almost like an intercom, and it's speaking this language none of us have ever heard, as if a robot was talking in some unknown language. And it's barking out, not really, I guess, instructions, or I don't know what. None of us could recognize what was being said. And immediately after that, no more voice, no more lights. You couldn't hear an engine. I mean, you're out there in the desert. There's no houses. It's a really rural, unpopulated region.
No roads where the lights were either.
Pardon me? Yeah, there was no road leading to where what we assumed was a vehicle could have been. I mean, there would have to have been headlights to get out to that point. So we get a little bit more curious at this point, and we walk up to the spot, walk behind the hill, and there's not even tire tracks. I mean, it is desert out there, so anything would leave footprints, tire tracks. There's no car, nothing. I mean, at least it would have to turn around and drive away. And that was my very first experience at the ranch. Pretty excited after that.
Now we have another guest who's joined us. He'll be here for a little while. Chris, tell us about this insider's source.
Well, we have Chip on the line, and I think, Gene, this is the first time someone that has been directly involved with the Sherman Ranch has come forward publicly and agreed to talk about some of their experiences while up in that area. And Chip, welcome to the Paracast. We really appreciate you being on the show.
It's good to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Well, you know, you are in a very awkward position, obviously, by, you know, having an affiliation with this particular, you know, incredible case. Why don't you give us a thumbnail of your involvement and kind of give us a sense of what's been going on up there over these past few years?
Well, I was actually at the ranch there for approximately 8 weeks on and off, 2 weeks at a time. And, you know, it's a very strange place to be, especially if you've never been out there. I'm sure there's some listeners that haven't been out there. But obviously there's a lot of folklore that goes on with, you know, the Indian tribes that are out there and everybody, you know, is superstitious. But I didn't believe any of it when I went out there for the first time. And nothing really happened the first time. And I was like, okay, nothing's going on here. And then went a couple more times, and I just started noticing things, like, in my back. Like, I would have something in a specific place, and then I would go back, and it wouldn't be in that specific place. And I thought I was going crazy, but it just, things would be moved around all the time, and I couldn't explain it. So, you know, it's just little things like that that would happen. And also, I know of an incident, like, had a stereo that was off, unplugged, and it turned on.
Turned on, unplugged, didn't have a battery supply.
No batteries, nothing. Just like a regular one that you get from, like, a Walmart, you know?
Sure.
Like one of those $150 ones that you plug in and got the CD player and all that stuff.
Let me ask you a quick question, Chip. I don't know how much information you want to give us or reveal, but how did you happen to get to the ranch? Were you working there or what?
Yes. I worked there at the ranch.
Okay, this is for this period, but you're no longer working at the ranch, are you?
No.
Okay.
None of the people that I worked with, none of us work there anymore.
Okay, so you had a chance to talk with other people and get some insights from them?
Yes. So, and we originally, like, when we would go up there, we were based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, is where we were actually hired from, where we lived. They would fly us out there for 2 weeks at a time. But they stopped flying us because the people at the airport, the TSA agents, knew who we were by, you know, looking at our driver's license and our IDs and all that, but by what we were carrying, because we were carrying sidearms, and we had it loaded in the bag, so they knew that we had us, and they knew where we were going. They were telling people that when we weren't there, so they stopped having us fly out there, and started getting a rental car from Las Vegas, and we took a rental car from Las Vegas to the ranch.
What kind of trip is that?
Yeah, that's a hike. That's 6 hours or something.
Yeah, eight hours.
Wow.
8 hour drive.
So why were you armed on the ranch?
Well, they said to deter anybody that comes on the ranch, but I don't necessarily believe that. You know, it's, anybody can be deterred. People know they're not supposed to be there. You know, you don't need a gun to deter somebody.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be deterred by our sponsors if I don't do this. We have the Sherman Ranch insider himself. His name is Chip, with David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we've been talking to David Weatherly, Ryan Skinner, and now an insider story from Chip. So, Chip, you're saying is that you opted to have a firearm, but you didn't have to. You didn't feel you had to?
No. It was required of us to have a firearm.
Okay, so as part of the gig, you have to have a firearm, but you weren't clear about why.
Yeah, they said it was, for protection in case anybody came on the ranch or anything, but
you don't need a sidearm out there to, if anybody comes in the ranch. It's not like somebody's coming to hurt you or steal anything there. Like, as far as people coming to look at the ranch, they're just curious and want to know what's going on, just like everybody else. So you don't really need a handgun for protection. So I think it was for something else in case. I'm not saying that there is a skinwalker or there isn't a skinwalker, but, you know, I'm thinking it's more along the lines for that.
Now, and, let me ask you a question here without revealing information about you, which I don't want to do. You're keeping your identity secret, which we respect. Do you feel there would be negative repercussions if you were known as to who you really are?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt in my mind. We are required to have a secret security clearance for this.
Now, yeah, security clearance being what kind? Military?
Military.
Okay, so you're telling us something of your background by not telling us.
We were all required to have a security clearance. Every single one of us that were hired.
Well, I have a question for you, Chip. I found out in 2004 through the grapevine somebody who was associated with one of the people that were in monitoring the ranch over these last few years. And they had heard a rumor while on a trip in London that there had been some sort of altercation between security personnel and some sort of paranormal or alien or weird, very aggressive beings. After doing quite a bit of digging, coming up with some potentially collaborating information, I think ID the time period around the summer of 99. Did you hear of anybody getting hurt or even killed up there, security personnel who were involved in monitoring activity on the ranch and keeping curious onlookers off the ranch? Did you ever hear rumors of this?
No, I didn't. They didn't give us any information about the ranch at all when we went to work up there. They just said, you're doing security, you'll patrol at night, and you'll keep people off this property. We got no insight. They just said there may, you know, they may have carried around cameras and night vision and thermal imagers. They say allegedly to catch intruders. They had us carry a camera, so if we felt anything different in our body, any chill, like any just anything, like, you know, the hair goes up in the back of your neck, stop immediately, scan with the thermal imagers, the night vision, and take pictures because there's an unexplained energy out there. But that's all they gave us. That's all they said.
Well, that brings up an interesting question here. When you took pictures, did anything ever come out?
I never really got anything. Like, we got these things they called orbs in the picture, but they said those were balls of energy. But I don't know how much I believe if those orbs were energy or not. I don't know, because I did some research on it because obviously I was curious into what they were having me do out there. I thought maybe it's, you know, like the dust and pollen particles that are in the air that are causing these so-called orbs that are in the pictures.
Did you take a series of pictures and have orbs in some and not in others within quick succession?
Yes, I did, and that's where I'm getting with that. Is I thought maybe it could be the dust and pollen in the air, and then I concluded it couldn't have been because I would take several pictures, sometimes 25 pictures once I felt something like that, and there would be pictures that were one right after the other. One would have, you know, a couple hundred orbs in them, and then the other one, nothing at all, completely just black.
Well, Chip, one thing I've heard through some of my sources in the area is that there was something called the Orb Project, and that the people managing the ranch and supervising personnel like yourself were aware of some sort of correlation between these orbs showing up in photographs and other activity that was occurring on the ranch. Did you ever see a correlation between the appearance of these orbs in your photographs and then subsequent strange events?
Not really. I would just feel weird. I didn't really have too many weird things happen like while I was actually out walking, but, you know, it's kind of creepy out there walking by yourself with a dog. They have you walk with a dog, and you're out there in the middle of the night by yourself, freezing, and it's pitch black. So, you know, your mind can play tricks on you either way, but I can't really think of a time where I actually had a direct correlation with the orbs and then something strange happening right after seeing the orbs, something strange, and then the orbs appear.
Now, these dogs, were these standard police dogs?
No, they weren't. They were just regular household dogs. They didn't have any training, which I guess they didn't want dogs that had training because it could affect how they sense things. I don't know. So
that brings up a really good point, Chip. Were you ever out there with the dogs and they became an early warning detection device where they would respond to something that you couldn't perceive? Or did you ever have any animal reactions in that regard?
Yes, there were times where the dogs would start barking or would just lay down on the ground. So then I just started taking pictures because I didn't feel anything at all when that was happening. And then I take pictures. And a lot of the times when the dog would do that, there would be the orbs in the pictures.
And you say lay down on the ground in fear or just laying down?
On the back, rolled over on the back.
Ah, okay. That strikes me as
interesting. Yeah.
Move of surrender. Yes.
Yeah, I'll say, leave me alone. Don't mess with me.
Yeah, don't hit me anymore. I didn't mean to poop on the carpet.
So what about rumors from other security personnel and scientists up there? I mean, did you have interactions with the scientists? Were they forthcoming about some of the events that had happened in the past? Or did you do any digging on your own?
The scientists only came up there one time. And I don't know about these guys. They're supposed to, have these doctrines and all stuff. I don't know. They just didn't seem like they really did anything. They were just there to collect a paycheck. And Bigelow said, go out there and do this. And that's seriously, it's pretty much like they were playing slap and tickle.
All right.
So going through the motions, going up there, going, oh, God, we got to drag our butts up here, put in our time to collect our paychecks.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that strange noise you're hearing is not E.T. landing. We're talking to Chip on a mobile device.
I've heard a couple of rumors. This is Ryan. I've heard rumors that there was some pretty high-ranking military people that had come out to the ranch that had gotten spooked by something that they saw up there. And also prevalent rumors was that the security personnel was, or anybody at the ranch, researchers were urine tested after they had any kind of encounter out there. I didn't know if there was any truth to that rumor or if the special guest had heard anything regarding that.
That was a loaded question.
Okay, as far as the high-ranking military people, yes, they were out there. They weren't out there during my stay. I actually heard about it through the grapevine.
I'll tell you what, we'll get more through the grapevine and other stuff coming. We're talking to Chip with David Weatherly, Ryan Skinner, and Gene and Chris. A big special roundtable. You're in the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Or Gene and Chris, we've got Chip. He's a Sherman Rance insider. He worked there handling security and has some things to tell. Of course, we can't release his real name. We also have David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner. We got more questions of Chip. We want to answer that one that you started in the last segment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The high-ranking military people, they did come out. I can't remember the exact. I know one of them was a general, and there was three others, and there was a female, but I don't remember their ranks. I don't know their names. They didn't come out when I was actually out there. I heard it about from the other guys. But I don't know what exactly happened. Nobody really was told what exactly happened, but there was an incident, and the military people freaked out. They wanted to be escorted off the property immediately, so they left. I don't know what the incident was. I know they freaked out, every single one of them.
Freaked out in fear or what?
In fear, and they wanted to be escorted off the property immediately, which with people being in the military, you know, you do have training, so you're not just some average, you know, Joe, like, scared of the boogeyman, you know, can I come after me? So, something.
So, we're talking
happened.
About a military person freaking out. That's itself
yes.
a bit of a freak out.
Multiple military people. It wasn't just one, it was multiple. So, I don't know what they saw, but they saw something. And they weren't too happy about it and didn't want to be there anymore. So,
the other question was regarding the if there was a urine test ever done after. Researchers would have some sort of encounter. It's another rumor that I came across.
Yes. They did urine tests to us. If we saw anything, if there was take pictures and there was multiple orbs and we felt something like, you know, a cold feeling or just like felt something different, you know, like I was telling you about how we had to take pictures and see if there was the orbs in the pictures. Did that. It was in your report. They made you do a pee test. You had to pee in these little jars, and then you had to bring them back with you when you went back down. Back down after your 2 week stay, you had to bring it back down to Las Vegas, where they had their little lab, and they did what I don't know what they did with it, but they did whatever with it. They did their thing with it.
Don't think they were making martinis.
I don't think so either.
which brings me to another thing. They also had some guys after they went to the, there was a few guys that went to the ranch, and then there was a few that hadn't been to the ranch yet. They sent the guys that paid for the trip to Reno on a weekend, paid for the facility to be open, and did brain scans on all the individuals.
You mean MRI?
MRI, yes. And they would not let you look at it. They said the only information you will get is if you have a brain tumor or something life-threatening, you know, wrong with your brain, then they'll give you some information on it. But
it seems peculiar that they would believe there was some reason to fear a brain tumor. So you're still alive, no brain tumor.
Well, you're almost no brain tumor.
Biological connection to what's going on, that whatever they witness or experience makes some sort of physiological altercation to the witness, and they're, I mean, this me theorizing, but that would be my guess, either that or a drug test, one of the two.
Well, what did you think of this type of scientific interest in security personnel and others who were on the ranch? I mean, did you ever ask any questions? What do you think they were looking for? Give us your thinking on that.
Is Jared Pitor's Chip?
Yes, Chip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What were they looking for? I don't know. Something not normal, something out of the norm, definitely, as far as, I don't know if I want to take paranormal, yeah, I don't know, but it was definitely something, and for military, those four high-ranking military people to be freaked out about something, for, you know, them sending and paying all the money to have MRIs done on the individual's brains, it's not like we were sick or anything. So why are you spending all this money? There's obviously something going on. It's almost like we were the guinea pigs. They were testing us, is what it seems like. You know what I mean? Like they were examining us, is what it feels like. Like we were the test dummies here. Like, I don't know, like if they have some new military thing they're using out there and they wanted to see how it affects people, I don't know.
So are you suggesting here that maybe you were hired not so much to provide security, but to be a lab rat?
Yeah, exactly.
Except did they do similar experiments on tests on the dogs?
What's that?
Do you know did similar tests on the dogs that you guys carried?
No, not while I was there. They didn't do any tests on the animals. You just had to take an animal with you, and, you know, if they acted weird or, you know, like I said, they laid down and stuff, then you start taking pictures. But other than that, they didn't do anything, to my knowledge, with the animals.
Well, at least they cared about the people, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't know if anybody coming down with any illness or ailment as a result of this.
No, I don't know of anybody getting sick or having anything wrong with them, but it's just normal people don't just spend their money to send random individuals to get brain MRIs done and all this and then pay somebody to sit at a ranch, you know, and do all this stuff that you had us doing. It's just not normal.
So let me ask you a quick question here, just a quick question, Chip, and that is here, you were there for just a number of weeks, and that was it. Was that the intent,
yeah,
to hire you for a short duration gig, and that's all?
Well, they got rid of everybody. They did a mass hire, and not just the guards. They hired investigators. They hired doctors. They had all sorts of like doctors. I mean by like nuclear physics and all that. They had several people they hired. The building that they had in Las Vegas probably had about 50 to 60 people at the peak of their hiring.
Now, you're not saying, and I'm not going to ask you to be too specific, but roughly how many years ago was this?
2009.
Okay, so just 3 years ago.
2009, 2010. They laid everybody off in 2010.
Did they give any reason
everybody,
or just say, that's it, you're finished, goodbye?
They said we lost our contract. And I actually saw some paperwork out at the office in Las Vegas there. They're actually under contract by the government. All of our pay, everything we are getting.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Which branch of government? NSA.
Yes.
Was covering paychecks and payroll for personnel monitoring.
This is why it's been forever.
We're going to ask you a really serious question here, and understand it's done because it's the kind of thing we have to ask, and that is, if we asked you to prove in some fashion, and it could be for our eyes only, for your eyes only, like the song, just for us to see, prove that you were actually employed by these people, would you be prepared to show that evidence?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we can work that out and report back to our listeners.
Are you talking about by the NSA or by...
Whatever that documentation you have that you can show us, in confidence, it's fine.
Yeah.
To demonstrate that you actually work for the Sherman Ranch or for...
Gene, let me cut to the chase here a little bit. We've already kind of gone through that whole thing, and based on my amateur opinion, he's already done that.
Okay, so you'll vouch for his statements about being employed by these people.
Employed, I don't know, but let's just put it this way. He wouldn't have been invited on the show unless he'd already established his bona fides and credentials.
We're talking to Chip, the Sherman Ranch Insider. We have Ryan Skinner and David Weatherly with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have the Sherman Ranch Insider, whose name is Chip. And we have David Weatherly. We have Ryan Skinner. Any other questions of Chip?
David?
That was quite a bombshell that he dropped on us there. So
you're gobsmacked.
I'm a little bit speechless at the moment.
Yeah, that was news to me, too, there, Chipper. Man. I have heard rumors over the years that there has been government involvement up there. To my knowledge, you're the first person to ever come forward and say, yeah, not only was there government involvement, but it was a particular non-such agency that was involved. David, what do you think? I mean, a mass hiring and then a mass firing? Chip, I have a question for you. Did you hear about some sort of appearance of this dog man? Just up the road in Fort Duchesne, I think it was in the late fall of 2009, right about the time that you were involved up there?
Yes, I heard something about it. We didn't go out there. They had investigators that most of the time, all they did was sit at their desk in Las Vegas and play, you know, spades and solitaire. But anytime there was something that happened, they would go out and handle it. And they went out there and did it, but I don't know what came of it or anything. I just know they went out there, they took a bunch of pictures, they did a mold, felt like one of those plaster mold things. I didn't see it. I know they did it. That's about all I got from it. And they
and
didn't really
tell
us. This
was all related to the dogman sighting.
To the dogman sighting, yeah. They were all out there. And I know one other time there was another sighting. It wasn't out in Utah. It was actually out in New Mexico. There was some sighting of some light, and they actually scrambled all the investigators and sent every single one of them out there that day that they found out about it. But they would only do it if they had multiple calls, you know, obviously, not just one person saying, hey, I saw this sheep cross the road. You know, they're not just going to send everybody out there. But I guess they had multiple witnesses to this light or whatever they saw, and they sent all of the investigators out there. Usually they would only send two, but they sent all of them out there. They went and bought rental car. They went and got rental cars and then drove out that night.
Where in New Mexico this was?
I'm not sure. It was over by Albuquerque, but it wasn't in Albuquerque. So I don't know the exact place, but I know it was over near Albuquerque is where they were going.
Well,
so,
I've got some questions from the Paracast forum. We have quite an elaborate group of very up-to-speed individuals that post at forum.theparacast.com. And as you can imagine there's been quite a bit of interest in the show, and there's no way that we're going to be able to get to all the questions. But here's a question for you, David. Has anyone had the opportunity to speak with the Sherman family in recent years? And if so, have any of the family members experienced anything out of the ordinary since leaving the ranch? Now, you and I talked recently that Gwen Sherman is actually still in the area. Has she mentioned any sort of blowback, psychic or paranormal blowback about her experiences there? How's she doing?
You know, not that I've heard recently. Ryan might have some input on that since he's been up there in recent months. Have you heard anything about that, Ryan?
I have. Interestingly enough, I posed that exact question to her, and the answer was, since moving off the ranch, you know, one of her concerns was that the phenomena would follow them. And my understanding and her response is that it has not. It's affected her. It's changed their family's lives permanently. It's something they'll never forget. But my understanding is it is not something that has followed the family. It is. It seems to be rooted at the ranch or anchored to it.
Here's a question for Chip. With the release of the Hunt for the Skinwalker book in 2005 that really exposed the ranch to, you know, quite a bit of public scrutiny, did you find a lot of people attempting to sneak onto the ranch? I mean, some of the stories that I've heard is that security personnel have really been run ragged by people on weekends, you know, drinking beer and trying to sneak onto the ranch and that sort of thing. How would you describe the interest by outsiders and how it related to your job?
Everybody was trying to get on the ranch. It was more so on the weekends. A lot of younger kids would come out there. They bring their girlfriends up there too. You know, drive them up to the gate, turn off their lights, and you know, try to scare them and you know, get up all close to them. You know, trying to you know. Be a boy, you know, do their thing. But there's a lot of people that tried to get on the ranch. People drinking too. I think the more so drinking is, you know, because there's a lot of hype about the ranch, so they're scared. So you're gonna drink, and you know, and when you drink, you loosen up more. So you're more I don't want to say susceptible, but you're more inclined to take something in and actually look at it instead of brush it off. You know, when you're drinking, you'll analyze stuff. And at least when I drink, I analyze stuff. So, but there was a lot of people that, you know, got on the ranch and they would give us some chase sometimes. And, you know, at times I would chase them when I was bored or I was cold because it was really cold out there. But, other times if they were way out there or whatever, I just, you know, let them do their thing. They're not hurting anything. It's not like they're coming on the ranch to graffiti and steal stuff. They just want to have fun, you know, and experience it. So, you know, it wasn't too bad, but there was a lot of people for sure, especially on the weekends. I got an interesting story about that from a local. You guys there?
By all means.
Yeah. One of the locals I spoke with who lives pretty close to the ranch, definitely not one of the, I don't know. I wouldn't advise anything even remotely near what he had done. I was pretty shocked to hear the story. I don't even know if it's true. But he told me he had driven out to the gate, and I think he was drinking or something, and he hooked a chain up to the back of his car, wrapped it around the gate, and actually peeled out and ripped the gate off the hinge. I really don't understand the point of that or why anyone would do that.
That would explain why they have the big concrete dividers that make you zigzag before you get to the gate.
Now they have like a military barricade, you know, the pylons and everything else in front of the gate, just like you would at a checkpoint in Afghanistan or something, in front of the gate on a public road, even more interesting. But I think it's because of what this person had done. Well, what's interesting, he said after he had done that, he released the chain and started to take off. And what surprised him, and the only reason I tell this story is because he said suddenly a helicopter came up from over the hill and started pursuing his car. Now, again, I don't know if this story is hearsay or, you know, if the guy's just giving me a load of whatever.
And it was a black helicopter, was it?
It was a black helicopter, but he said it was a small one. It wasn't a very large one. And it pursued his car all the way to the highway. at which point it suddenly turned around. Now, what's really interesting about that is for a helicopter just to come out of nowhere like that, it means it has to be prepped and fueled and a pilot waiting. That kind of instantaneous response is indicative of something larger going on out there, in my opinion.
An interesting question here from Steve C., who's been a member of the Paracast Forum since November 2011, and he, like a bunch of people, has quite a number of questions, but I want to ask this one. I think it's an interesting one. Chip, did Bigelow's team up there ever find any sort of bugging devices or monitoring devices in the home or in the surrounding area around the home on the ranch? Did you ever encounter any sort of like unknown electronic equipment that didn't seem to be part of your particular routine?
No, I didn't encounter anything that I didn't know was already there.
How many cameras do they have set up there, to your knowledge?
None.
So there's no video cameras monitoring the ranch?
None. None whatsoever. There is also the post that they have up with the little deals that look like there's a video camera in it. There's nothing in it. There's not even wires ran to them.
So it's like one of those fake security camera enclosures that you can buy online for like $5 just to make it seem like there's a camera?
Yeah, it's a placebo, basically, you know, placebo effect's what they're doing. But at one point, I believe they did have the cameras hooked up.
Well, there's the famous story of the one camera observing the other camera when it had all the wires jerked out, and when they looked at the image of the camera observing it, they didn't see anything. They just saw the light blink out, and that was it.
Yep, they're not hooked up at all anymore. Nothing. They don't even have, like, they have the old little bitty, like, 5-inch screen monitors that are inside the trailer, but they're just thrown in the closet. There's no wires ran, nothing. Just a junk pile now.
Okay, this is Low Tech. We have Chip joining us with David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.